Las Vegas.
It's so much more than just a city.
It's a feeling. It's that feeling of excitement when you spot the lights of the Strip out the airplane window.
It's that feeling of awe as you stroll down the boulevard, taking in the sights and sounds.
And it's that feeling of satisfaction, knowing that you're in the greatest city in the world.
Tens of millions of people share that feeling every year.
And I'm just one of them, here to take you to the world-famous Vegas Strip
and beyond.
My name is Jeff, and this is Jeff Does Vegas. Welcome to episode number 177 of Jeff Does Vegas. Before we get into it for this episode of the podcast, I want to take a moment to thank my guest from the last episode, UNLV professor and Vegas historian, David G. Schwartz. David jumped on the show to have a conversation about an iconic hotel and casino that we've now sadly said goodbye to, the legendary Tropicana. We went in-depth on the history of the property, including its conception and design, what set it apart from other Vegas hotels of the time, some of the infamous figures associated with its management and ownership, and much more. If you haven't listened as of yet, jump into the archives at jeffdoesvegas.com or search out episode number 176, Tropicana. So long, farewell. You'll find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. We are headed into another Las Vegas pool season. As the weather gets hotter and things start opening up, I've been seeing lots of questions on the various Vegas-related social media groups that I'm a part of about the pool scene in Las Vegas, specifically about day clubs and pool parties. People want to know about prices, dress codes, etiquette, guest lists, and pretty much everything else in between. So, in an effort to help you all out, I've decided to enlist the assistance of an expert. Crystal Dahlstead is a Las Vegas promoter and the owner slash creator of Vegas Free Guest Lists on Facebook and Instagram. For the last decade, Crystal has been working with Vegas visitors to help them have amazing experiences during their time in the city. And she was kind enough to jump on the podcast to share her vast knowledge about pool parties and day clubs. We talked about what to wear, how to act, and what to bring. Crystal also gave us her opinions on cabanas and daybeds, and she gave us an idea of what to expect cost-wise if you and your friends are looking at the possibility of spending time poolside this summer. Please enjoy my conversation with Crystal Dahlstead of Vegas Free Guest Lists.
I used to really love going to Vegas on vacation, and on a particular vacation, I met a guy and moved to Las Vegas to date him. Didn't go well. I moved back to Denver, but that's how I got into the promoting scene. He was a promoter, so I kind of watched what he was doing and took all the good things and started my own gig.
I'm kind of like yourself in that I'm not a Vegas local. I'm not a person that lives in the city, but I travel to Vegas quite often, obviously. I, unlike yourself, was not able to turn it into a nice little gig, which is very, very cool. Yeah. How long have you been working as a Vegas promoter?
10 years. I can't believe it.
Wow. And so over the course of that time, how has the scene sort of changed? I mean, obviously there was some weird times with COVID where nothing was going on, but how has the scene sort of changed in the, I don't want to say decade, because that makes it sound really long. We'll say 10 years that you've been doing this.
I think when I first started, that was like the heyday. Like, we were able to get comp tables for everyone. Drinks were cheaper, obviously. There was just a lot of more incentives for promoters. There was this one club that was paying out like 30% on bottle service. It's definitely after COVID is when things really shifted. Like, a lot of clubs either closed or there was like all sorts of different restrictions. That club that pays 30%, I don't even think they're open anymore. Some of the independent hosting companies totally shut down. So we had to really reinvent ourselves as promoters. I actually took some time off during that because there was nothing going on.
You mentioned a little bit about some of the things that you guys as promoters can get for people. But for somebody that's maybe not familiar with what a promoter does, what does a promoter do? What kind of services do you guys have access to?
Man, it really just depends. But They can add you to like guest lists for nightclubs and pool parties. They can get you set up with VIP tables at nightclubs, pool parties, set up limo rides, other transportation, hotels, helicopter tours, like strip clubs, adult entertainment. Some people do show tickets, concert tickets, dinners. It's really, there's just a lot of things that you can do.
Again, for people that maybe aren't totally familiar with it, and you mentioned it, you touched on it a little bit again briefly. How does a promoter get paid? I mean, you always see the people on the strip walking down the strip saying, hey, you guys want to go to a club? I'm not cool or hip enough anymore to get approached by those guys. I now get hit up by the timeshare guys, I guess. but a lot of times I've seen people who have actually been, they've been taking payment for some of these services on the strip. Are those guys legit, or is there a different sort of background system that's going on?
Yeah, I would say to steer clear of the ones that are taking money on the strip. Typically, you can get on the guest list for free. If you're a woman, for sure, you can get on the guest list for free. Or if you're with a group of an equal ratio of men and women, you're typically getting on the guest list for free, unless it's like a really, really busy weekend. So I would totally steer clear of that. Or people putting wristbands on you. Most likely you just want to get on the guest list. You'll get like a text message from the promoter. So yeah, I'm familiar with those guys. I think I fell into that trap as well before I was a promoter.
Let's talk about pool parties and day clubs, because I think this, again, this is, it tis the season. It's getting to be that time of the year where the clubs are opening, the day clubs, the pools are open. People are starting to spend a little bit of time there. First of all, I should ask, what is the correct terminology? Is it a pool party or is it a day club, or does it really even matter?
I think it doesn't matter, but you could probably call it a pool party to differentiate it from maybe some of the day clubs that are a little less of a party scene. That could be one way, but I don't think it matters that much.
I guess I just picture pool party. I picture crazy madness, insanity, just absolute, complete and total lunacy. Maybe, exactly. As you mentioned, the day club might be a little bit more chill, a little more casual. The music's maybe not quite as blaring loud. It's just, again, a little more relaxed.
Yeah, but still fun.
But still fun, exactly. Yeah. Still a fun, chill vibe for people who are cool enough to go, not people like me. I'm busy with the timeshare presentation. Kidding, never would do that either. So what can a person expect at a day club or a pool party? I mean, what is the experience like for someone? Is it kind of a different experience for guys versus girls, or large groups or smaller groups? What is that experience like?
Yeah, so let's say you're just a mixed group of girls and guys. You're going in through the guest list, okay? You're going through the guest list line. You can expect there to be a bit of a wait coming in, especially if you're getting there a little later. The security is very thorough. They're checking through everything. You might even have dogs sniffing you along the lines. There's metal detectors. They're looking through everything in your bag. So there's going to be a bit of a line. To avoid that, you can always just come early, right when the club opens, or even a little bit before. Typically, there's not in and out privileges. So once you're in, you're in. And then, you know, it always depends on the venue and how much you're willing to tip. There's always a price, right? Once you're inside, you can expect some crowds, which will get progressively busier throughout the day, a little crazier as people are a little bit more intoxicated in the sun. But my favorite thing is the people watching. You're going to see people, attractive people, wearing not much. So I love people watching. Make sure you bring your sunglasses. you're going to expect there to be awesome music, very loud, strong drinks, and good vibes.
What's the best day of the week to do a pool party? Does it really matter? I mean, I know, obviously, I've been to Las Vegas on a weekend and it is beyond crazy. I'm not a big Vegas weekend fan. I kind of like the weekdays a little bit quieter. Yeah. Does that same sort of situation sort of translate through to the day clubs and the pool parties? Does it tend to be crazier on the weekends and a little more chill during the week?
Absolutely. I would say the best day of the week depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for the hottest DJ, the biggest crowd, go on a Saturday. If you're looking for a more chill atmosphere, laid back, not as crowded, a Friday could be a good day to go, because, you know, a lot of people come in Friday nights to do the weekend thing, or even just a random Wednesday. There's tons of pools that are open during those weekdays as well.
And so let's talk about the money. You mentioned a little bit about the cost of being, you know, again, guys, we got the money we're willing to pay to come in, whereas the ladies are coming in a lot of times at no charge. What is the average admission cost for a day club or a pool party, or even is there an admission cost? Is it just a case of going in and you're going to pay for your drinks and that's it? Or are you paying same as you would at a club, going to cover, paying cover and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, most events have a free guest list. If you know a promoter, you can get on that list. Those hours are usually a little bit limited, so you have to get there between opening and a certain time. I believe for most day clubs, it's like 11 to 3. That's typically the guest list hours. However, if it's at capacity, you're not getting in. So keep that in mind. So if you're there after the guest list time, you are going to pay a cover. And I would say the cover depends on demand. I would recommend if you plan to be there after that guest list time, buy those pre-sale tickets in advance. And I would say those are ranging from 35 to 200. It just depends on the event and the demand. Those busier events are going to be like Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July, EDC. So on those busier weekends, if you're planning to be there, you really want to go, I would recommend buying those pre-sale tickets.
And so let's talk about drink prices then too, because of course everybody's going, they're all having a good time. You want to have a little bit of, again, fun in the sun. You want to enjoy some drinks. I've been to pools in Las Vegas and I've paid some crazy amounts of money for drinks. I would imagine when you combine that with the day club atmosphere, you're looking at an even higher cost.
Yeah. So I'm seeing prices for beers and seltzers from $14 to $15, maybe more. Waters, bottled water, $13. this was just one menu I checked recently. Single shot drinks, $20 to $25. And then specialty cocktails, $25 and up.
$13 for a bottle yeah. of water. It's cheaper to drink beer. Like it really is cheaper to drink beer.
It is. One thing though, one little hack, they have to provide water somewhere in the pool complex. So there was one day I was at Chaos, which is no longer open, and there was a firefighter there and I told him, I need water. Where can I find it? He showed me. So if you need water, they have to provide it.
And just find a firefighter and yeah, they will. Firefighter.
There's typically police officers at least around those pool parties on the weekends.
Cabanas are another big thing that a lot of people have done with pool parties. And I actually, several years ago, when rehab was a thing at the old Hard Rock, which was, that was an experience. Again, it was me and a bunch of my buddies and we went to rehab and did the pool party for a day thing. And it was one of those, we're never going to do it again. Cause at that time, it's like, we're a bunch of pasty white Canadians in our early 40s who just want to go and experience the atmosphere. But we did a cabana and it was really kind of a cool experience. It was nice to have that sort of space that you could call your own, that people could sort of congregate in. Is it worth spending the extra money to get the cabana?
It all depends on what you're looking for. I would say I love doing that once in a while with friends, a big group of friends. You want to celebrate a special occasion. You know, you have your own space. You'll have a server, a busser, a security that's like dedicated to you during that time. So I think it is worth it once in a while. Obviously, if you're going to Vegas every other weekend, it could get a little pricey.
What are the average prices for those cabanas? Where do they run from and what's usually included in that?
Yeah, I checked Marquee Day Club for weekends around right now. Today's the 25th of April. The day beds were a $1,500 food and beverage minimum spend. After tax and tip, the total was $2,153.21. And then a cabana was a $3,000 food and beverage minimum. Total $4,306.43. So a little pricey, but I mean, depends on your perception of what's pricey and what's cheap.
And so how many people then would you be bringing into one of those cabanas or I mean a day bed? Mm-hmm. How many people are you putting on a day bed? Is it just kind of I'm going to cram as many people in here as I can, or are you limited to the number of people?
It's typically up to 6 people for the day bed. Your day bed's going to be like a standard king size bed. So how many, you can picture what that looks like. And then your cabanas, I would say up to 12. There's not going to be seating for 12 people, but I think the reservation allows for that between 8 and 12. It just depends on the size. They have different options for the cabanas. So as I said, you'll have a server that'll help you throughout the day, a busser. They'll make drinks for you, take away garbage and everything. A security will be just, monitoring everything. You'll have a safe to put your valuables. You'll have seating. They put towels in there for you. Drink mixes like juice, water, soda water, fruit. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Something else that I've noticed too, that a lot of the pools have started doing too, is booking chairs. Yeah. Is this just kind of a bit of a money grab on the side of the pools, or is this something that is, again, worth it? Because if you get there late enough, you're not going to find a chair.
I think most of the pool parties that I work with, they don't really have chairs. I do work with Stadium Swim, and they book chairs. The prices aren't too bad. I think if you are going to the pool for like maybe 2 or 3 hours, you probably would spend that much anyways. I think the pricing on that's like maybe $125 minimum spend. And if you think about it, if you have a little snack and a couple of drinks, you're at $125. So it is probably a money grab, but I don't know if those chairs would be available anyways, like you said. So I think it's, again, worth it to have a dedicated spot.
And as you say, you hit $125 minimum spend. That really isn't all. I've seen some of the menu prices at some of the places, and a standard size plate of nachos is $45, mm-hmm. and throw that in with a couple of custom cocktails, and you're at $100 right there. It's really not hard to do.
No, it's not.
Let's talk about dress code and attire. This is a very, very important one. I mean, let's go the yays and the nays. What should you be looking at wearing? And I guess more importantly, what should you not be looking at wearing?
As far as dress code and what's prohibited, it's going to be like sportswear. You don't want people in like looking like they're going to work out. No jeans, no jean shorts. They want you to look like you're going to the pool. So if you're not wearing a swimming suit, at least somewhere in your outfit, they're not going to let you in.
Like you say, like dress like you're going to the pool, but dress like you're going to the club. Like it's they still want to have that, the dress to impress atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Even though you're at the pool, you're hanging out for a day at the pool, it's still, yeah, you want to look good. You want to look, you want to look good. You want to feel good. And showing up, as you say, in a pair of jean shorts and Crocs is probably just not going to do it for yourself or for anybody around you.
No. I mean, they've got an aesthetic to uphold. They want people looking sharp. And honestly, you want to feel good. This is like your fun day out. Maybe you haven't gone out in 6 months. Go have fun. Look good. Feel good.
Let's talk a little bit about etiquette, because this is also a very important thing, yeah. I guess, behavior and how to behave at a pool. Pool party is important. And I guess, I mean, if you could kind of sum it all up in one way, it would just be don't be an a-hole. They should have that on a big banner at the top of a don't be an a-hole. But is there, I mean, let's kind of run it down. What is the sort of the right and the wrong way to behave at a pool party?
I mean, you want to be respectful, everyone. You don't want to be screaming, being overly touchy-feely with anyone, especially not the staff, unless you have consent. Keep a comfortable distance between people. Don't get out of control, overly intoxicated. Tip well, be polite and kind to all of the staff. Everyone, especially the security. You want to get on their good side.
Which I guess kind of brings us to safety tips at a day club or a pool party. I mean, obviously the big ones, stay hydrated, wear sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And as you say, based on some of those examples you just gave, don't overindulge. For some reason, I don't know what it is, and I've been a victim of this myself at rehab. you just, for some reason, those drinks go down a lot smoother mm-hmm. when it's 100 degrees out and there's a party atmosphere and you're sitting in the pool.
Yeah.
It's so easy to sort of over imbibe and overindulge.
I know, right? I would say try to let the atmosphere kind of guide you. Try to let that get you high. You know what I mean? You don't need to drink that much. Those drinks are so strong. I think pool parties have the strongest drinks in Vegas. And they're so expensive too. So if you can get by with just 2 to 3 drinks for the whole day, you're killing it. Make sure to drink some water in between, even if you can't find the firefighter to get you the bottle of water. And this goes for women and men. Make sure you're alert and aware of your surroundings. I've seen too many people get their phones stolen, their wallets stolen, get their drink spiked. If someone wants to buy you a drink, make sure you're watching the bartender pour it. Something else that not a lot of people mention is the couple of months leading up to Vegas, try to get some exercise. You know, you're going to be walking a lot more than you expect. And this is going to give you that endurance to get through those days in Vegas. So you're not like dying at the end of the day.
I think that's always the big mistake that so many people make with going to Vegas is that first day. It's always that first day is you just want to hit the ground running mm-hmm. and you get off the plane and you get to your hotel and you dump your stuff. And either that night you're going to the club, or if you're there early enough that day, you're going to the pool party, you're outside, you're in the heat, you're drinking, you're partying. And by 6 o'clock, you are a bag of smashed ass. And
yeah, you're done.
There's no other way to describe it. And you're wrecked for that night. And if you're an old fart like me, the next 3 days, but if you're a young buck, at least for the next, that night and the next day.
Yeah. It can get really bad. And another thing is people, they might drink water, but you need electrolytes too when you're in that hot desert heat. So you can get the little tablets, bring them to your room, or at least drink some Gatorade or something like that. Make sure you're replenishing those salts that are getting sweated out.
What is there that people should be bringing with them?
Yeah, you don't need a lot, and obviously you shouldn't bring a lot with that list, but definitely bring money, probably your debit or credit card. Make sure you have some money to spend. Your phone, if you need it for like the confirmation text, chapstick, sunscreen, your ID, sunglasses. And typically I keep everything in a very small little fanny pack. They probably have waterproof ones. And then, you know, you can always rent a locker. That's a really good thing you can do. $20 to $25 for the day, just keeping everything really safe if you're not one of the people that's renting out a cabana or daybed.
I'm going to get you to run through that list of prohibited items again, just sort of, yeah. I mean, again, there's the obvious stuff on there, the weapons and fireworks, which you'd think would just be common sense. Like I'm not going to bring my fireworks to the pool. But again, if just that sort of list of prohibited items so that people think, oh, I'm not bringing my machete to the pool with me.
Right. You'd be surprised. Okay. So the prohibited items list, this is from Tao Group. That was, I think this was dropped this year, but I think it's the same every year. So prohibited items, illegal drugs, marijuana products, over-the-counter medication / vitamins, outside food and beverages, snacks, gum and mints, eye drops, contact lens solution, any liquids, hand sanitizer, food / beverage containers, tissues, wet naps, and baby wipes, toys, props, inflatables, weapons or sharp objects, and then video, SLR cameras, and selfie sticks.
The prescription drugs thing, I see both sides of it because obviously they don't want you bringing in something that you could harm someone with or whatever, or harm yourself with, I guess. But I mean, it seems odd considering, I mean, for example, today I've got a cold, I've got, you know, sinus infection going on. If I need my sinus infection meds, what do I do? I mean, I'm kind of stuck, I guess.
Yeah. I haven't personally dealt with this, but I've seen it where they check with the security and they check that item for the person, just making sure that the ID matches the name on the prescription bottle.
Gotcha. So there is a bit of a workaround if it's, you know, so. I need my insulin kind of situation.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's talk about recommendations. Vegas, obviously, big party town. It's, as I say, it's getting to be that time of the year. People are starting to plan their summer trips. Let's kind of run down, say, like a top five recommendations. And if you could even throw in, you know, music types and age groups. I mean, is it those really attractive young people that you see on Instagram, or is it the pasty white Canadians like me, you know, pushing 50, hanging out, just this music's too loud? kind of run down the list if you can.
Okay, so these are all just pool parties. I can give some tips on just, you know, like regular pools too, but for pool parties, well, my favorite one was Rehab, but that is closed. And then they opened another one in its place, and that one is also closed. The pool is still open, but the party's gone. So for pools that are actually open, I personally love Marquee Day Club at the Cosmo. I just love the Cosmo, the vibe, just everything about it. This pool is a little on the smaller side. They're going to be playing, depends on the day, but they play like house and EDM on certain days. And then other days they play like hip hop top 40. The crowd is going to be at all of the parties I'm going to suggest here. The crowd is going to be mixed. You're going to see like a lot of younger people, but you're also going to see people between 40 and 60. Like everyone's just trying to have fun. The newly remodeled Tao Beach, I think they remodeled that 2 years ago. That one's really cool. Again, the DJs are going to be hip hop and top 40 or EDM. IU Day Club at Resorts World is really awesome. That one's very new as well. They've got a great sound system. You'll typically hear just EDM at this venue. Encore Beach Club has always been one of my favorites. It's really a nice layout, amazing sound system. It's typically electronic dance music. You'll hear some well-known DJs like David Guetta there every weekend. Now, if you're looking for more just the hip-hop vibe, you'll want to check out Dre's at the Cromwell or Liquid at Aria. Those are going to be like pretty much only hip-hop.
Have you had a chance to check out the new Fountain Blue pool area as of yet?
Not yet. Hopefully when I'm there in June.
I've heard amazing things. I mean, the photos that I've looked at and seen look incredible. And if it's anything like the rest of that property, you can tell that they put a lot of, well, I mean, they've had 15 years to do it, right. But you can tell that they put a lot of time and effort into designing that property.
Yeah, I can't wait to check that out.
I love the fact you made it a really good point there in that, yes, a lot of the crowds at a lot of these places do tend to skew younger, but you are going to see the 40 to 60 year olds. And as you say, everybody is just there to have a really good time and enjoy themselves. Yes, you are going to get the people that don't follow the don't be an a-hole rule. But for the most part, I mean, even, you know, I joke about being, like I say, the unhip, pasty white Canadian pushing 50 guy. But anytime that I have been to any of the pool parties or even going to clubs and going to events and dragging myself out, it's always a good time. And as you say, people are really welcoming and really accepting. And just as long as you're not being a jerk about it, everybody's just there to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I've really had many bad experiences at nightclubs or pool parties, despite going like hundreds of times. So it's just all about being open-minded and just enjoying it, you know?
If people want to reach out to you and get in touch with you, because of course, as we've talked about, you are a promoter. You've been doing it for 10 years in the city. So you, I'm sure, have got some incredible contacts and some incredible options. If people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that? Can they do it? Best way to do it? Social media, email, text message? How do they do it?
Yeah, for sure. So I'd love a like on either my Facebook or Instagram page. And those are both Vegas Free guest lists. But if you want to get on the guest list for anything coming up or set up a table or a hotel, you can always text me. And that's 303-589-9407.
Excellent. Crystal, thank you so much for taking the time to jump on and have a conversation. And who knows, maybe this summer I'll take the plunge and go check out a pool party and, you know, get my, I don't know, get down.
Get a tan.
What are the kids doing these days?
I don't know.
And that wraps up another episode of Jeff Does Vegas. If you've got feedback on this episode of the show, or any other episode for that matter, or you've got suggestions and ideas for topics you'd like me to cover on the podcast, please feel free to reach out via social media on Facebook, X, or Instagram at Jeff Does Vegas. You can also email me directly at jeff@jeffdoesvegas.com. In the meantime, thanks for checking out the show. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you'll be notified the instant a new episode is released. While you're there, go ahead and rate us and write a review. And don't forget to visit jeffdoesvegas.com for past episodes, show notes, Vegas deals, and more. My name is Jeff, and this has been Jeff Does Vegas, a Walker New Media production.